Shelby, Shelby Burns, Burns, 6/24/25, 1/7/04, 21-year-old young lady, comes in today for abdominal pain, for complaint with complaints of abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting. She saw Dr. Halberdier on 6/19 with vomiting, nausea, burning in the middle of her stomach, and she was given Zofran and subsequently was sent home with an order to come back to get ultrasounds today, period. New paragraph. Shelby is married. She doesn't have children. She works as a dog trainer. She her last period was 6/22/25. Denies pregnancy, of course. Doesn't use any drugs. Doesn't smoke pot or anything else. What's important is on semaglutide at 1.75 dose, which was initially started at 0.25. She's lost over 40 pounds from the beginning of the year. She tries to be active, exercise, and because of that, she's done quite well with her weight loss. We talked about continuation of her weight loss. She wants to get down to 140s, period. Allergy none, family history, gallstones, mom, sisters have had gallstones. Dr. Habadir on the 19th was concerned about gallstones, and that's why she asked her to come in for a follow-up. Surgery none, medical problems none, medication semaglutide 1.75 Q weekly sub-Q. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she weighs 170 pounds, 99%. 98.3, 17, 67, 101/66. Heart positive, 1+2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, mixture JVD, skin shows no rash, showing mucosal with anginal non-focal. We looked at Shelby's gallbladder, which looked completely normal. Number two, most likely she had gastritis. Number three, we talked about doing either a PPI or H2 blocker, but she doesn't want either one because she's doing so much better. Number four, we talked about semaglutide versus tirzepatide. And I asked her if she might switch to that, but talk to her provider since we're not the one that provides her with those medications, since there's less chance of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain with the tirzepatide. Next time she wants to lose another 30 pounds. Next time she also wants to start exercising and wants to make sure her heart's okay. She was told that one time she had a murmur. I did not hear a murmur today. And all ultrasound of the heart, echocardiogram today shows no significant valvular stenosis or regurgitation. Then we looked at her carotid ultrasound because of dizziness off and on, most likely related to medication. No abnormality was found. Lower extremity trace edema, most likely hormonal. Cannot rule out sleep apnea, but it's definitely much better since she's lost weight. We ruled out DVT or PVD in this young lady. Next number, blood work obtained. Next one is that one time she was told that she had thyroid nodule. We did not see any evidence of thyroid nodule. And she was told that she might have a hyperthyroidism. We checked her for, we did a TSH, free T3, free T4. Next number, if nausea and vomiting returns, to come back. Next number, CT scan may be in order at that time. Next number is finding discuss with patient at length before leaving the office today. Thank you.